My guest, Karen Woodworth, is a longtime music director and performer with the Kalamazoo Recorder Players. And they're celebrating a special occasion this month with a concert at Sarkozy's Bakery. It's set for Sunday at 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the bakery downtown. Nice to have you here, Karen.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here, Kara.
Well, tell me about what Play the Recorder Month is all about.
All right. Well, Play the Recorder Month is actually sponsored by the American Recorder Society, which is our national organization bringing together like-minded recorder players from all over the country. They have been around for more than 75 years. And I don't know exactly how long Play the Recorder Month has been around, but it's a really fun time. March every year is Play the Recorder Month. So we as the Kalamazoo Recorder Players try to get out there and play in public and encourage members of the public to pick up their recorders and play.
How often do you come across people who used to play the recorder and tell you that they haven't played it in years or they wouldn't know how to start?
More times than I would expect. I'm always surprised when people say, oh, I used to play that. Oh, I have a recorder at home. I mean, it's great. And I think a lot of people more and more do have the experience of at least having played it in school, if not on their own. And that's a good starting off point. But, you know, there's a lot more you can do with it, too.
The recorder may have lost a little of its dignity through its frequent application in very young age schooling. But it is an instrument that has inspired great music over the centuries. Can you talk about it as part of adult ensembles and performing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, the recorder is an instrument that's been around for so many centuries. In fact, we actually have recorders that date back to the 14th century. If you look at old paintings, you'll see consorts of recorder players in them, or sometimes you'll see just single recorder players in them. As far as music goes, I would say some of the heyday of recorder music was definitely the Baroque period. Telemann is a favorite composer for many recorder players. And, you know, I did a survey some years ago of the Kalamazoo recorder players, and Telemann did come up number one in terms of favorite composer. Let's see. But I would say also that the 20th century was a great time for recorder music to have been written. The thing about playing recorder is that if you're looking to play it in an ensemble, you don't necessarily have to play music that was written just for recorder. We can play a lot of Renaissance vocal music. That's one of the first kinds of music that I started playing on the recorder, and I still enjoy that. It's great fun because, you know, there's more than one size of recorder. So you can play soprano, alto, tenor, bass. You can get them together in a group. You can cover those vocal ranges. Sometimes you have to do alto, tenor, tenor, bass, but, you know, all those different kinds of combinations.
So that's something that the Kalamazoo recorder players would get together and try.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And of course, in Kalamazoo Recorder Players, too, we do have music that was specifically arranged for recorders and music that was newly composed for recorders.
On Sunday, what do you plan to bring along in terms of music and in terms of people joining you for the performance?
Well, we are bringing an eclectic mix of music, and that's really all I'm going to say right now. But I think you'll hear some dance music in there and maybe a little bit of Irish music, music from some different centuries. We're going to have a group of eight. It's not our full group, but it's going to be plenty big enough for the performance space. We're going to have four sizes of recorders: soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
Now, as an aside, I know that you have an advanced degree, a doctorate in
yes.
Music history, specifically relating to the court of Mary, Queen of Scots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were there recorders prevalent in that era and in the music of that time?
Yes, definitely. Although I would say the court of Henry VIII is more famous for their recorders.
Can you keep going and elaborate a little more?
I can. And you know what? I even brought a number along with me. So let me look right here. Okay. In 1547, an inventory made after the death of England's Henry VIII shows that he owned 76 recorders of various sizes.
Wow. I knew I could count on you for that, Karen.
Now, these weren't his personal recorders, of course. These were recorders at his court that were used by his professional musicians.
Well, it's just like Western Michigan University has a library of musicians for students to play. If you're a king, you have to have a library of instruments for courtiers and hired musicians to come in and use.
And it's interesting that you bring up Western Michigan University, because at the very end of Play the Recorder Month is going to be this year's Collegium Concert, and I happen to know there's a couple of recorder ensemble pieces on that one, too.
Actually, give us the details on this Collegium Musicum Concert, because this is a significant concert for another reason, too, which we'll get into.
So the concert's going to be on Thursday, March 30th at the Dalton Center, and it's going to feature a wide variety of music dating from Baroque and Renaissance times.
And the longtime director of Collegium Musicum, Matthew Steele, is this going to be his final performance as director?
Yes, this will be his final performance as director. So it's going to really be kind of, I think, almost an all-star tribute. That's maybe not the right way to describe it. Like I said, I'm not the best qualified person to talk about the concert since I haven't seen what the full program's going to be. But there's string music on it. There's vocal music. There's wind music. I believe there's going to be a Vivaldi concerto performed.
So for all of you Western Michigan University music grads walking around out there, Matthew Steele, his class probably taught you more about music history than you ever learned in your entire life. And it'll be a chance to celebrate a fantastic professor and enjoy an evening of music, too. All right. Well, back to this Sunday at Sarkozy's. How many people are currently taking part in the Kalamazoo Recorder Players?
Right now, we have about 18 members. So, you know, it varies month to month who's actually able to attend, because our members do travel sometimes, especially during the winter. But we get together once a month, September through May, and we play together. And we put on concerts kind of on a regular basis, an infrequent but regular basis. For instance, this year we're doing a public concert in May on Sunday, May 21st at the Fountains at Bronson Place. That's a 3 o'clock in the afternoon concert. More information later coming on that one. But last year, instead of doing a public concert, we did a school performance. So this has been our typical pattern. In odd-numbered years, we do a public concert in the spring, and in even-numbered years, we do school performances, because we do think it's important to go out in the schools and really encourage those students that are learning the recorder for the first time and show them that there is a future with this instrument. There's a lot they can do with it. And so we're really looking forward to performing at Sarkozy Bakery this Sunday for Toast and Jams. It's only our second time doing this, but it was so much fun last year.
Tell me how people who are interested in the Kalamazoo Recorder Players can get in touch and say, you know, I'm one of those people with a recorder in my closet. I'd like to try again.
Yeah, well, I'm a little embarrassed to admit that we don't have an active Facebook page or a website, so that's something that we really need to do. But we do have an email address, so that's probably the best way to reach us, kalamazoorecorders@sbcglobal.net.
And at the concert Sunday, you'd be more than happy, I'm sure, to talk to anybody who is interested.
Oh, sure. We'll be doing a couple of sets, so we'll have time in between to chat with people. And, you know, if you're one of those people who has a recorder at home and you want to find out a little bit more about playing it, do come talk to us. Or if you're just curious about the recorder and want to know what these different sizes are, we always love to talk about our instruments.
There is a larger society or a larger organization of recorder people who are interested in recorder called the American Recorder Society?
Yeah. The American Recorder Society sponsors Play the Recorder Month, and they actually have special incentives if you want to join this month. I believe there's a discount. They have a very active Facebook page and lots of resources available for people playing the recorder. And if you do join the organization, there's a quarterly magazine that comes out with lots of helpful articles. It also comes along with a piece of recorder music. So four times a year, you get a piece. You know, a lot of times they're for quartets, sometimes they're duets, sometimes they're trios. It varies. There's online access to all of the music that they've published in their members' library in the past. So you can take a look and see how it's changed over the years.
I think that's fun to open up your mailbox and have a new piece of music in there four times a year.
Oh, it is. It is. And actually, mine came today and it was so exciting.
Maybe you can bring it along on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, Karen, I believe you've brought along a special piece of music that we can listen to after our interview to enjoy the playing of recorder music. Did you pick out something newish or pretty old?
Well, it kind of depends on how old you are, how I want to answer that question, because it was written in 1973. Some sources say 1972.
It's brand new.
Yes. And it was written by Gordon Jacob, and he called it Consort of Recorders. He wrote it for Carl Dolmetsch and his ensemble, and Carl Dolmetsch suggested that he retitle it A Jacobean Suite. A little bit of a pun going on there. It's Jacobean, like 16th century, you know. Kind of embarrassing how long it took me to get that pun.
Yeah, you should have got it faster.
I should have right away. Yeah, so it's just a little six-movement piece. All the movements are really quite short, and yet they're really fun to listen to, and that's the reason I brought it along. It's not a piece that we're playing, although it's one that I'm starting to think maybe we should play the more I listen to it. It starts with a fanfare and a march. There's a chorale in there that, if you listen, you might recognize a particular hymn for Lent that comes out of the texture. And it ends with a little movement called Adieu that sounds a lot like birds to me. And, you know, that is one of the things about the recorder, is that people like to use those smaller recorders, which have the higher notes, to mimic the sounds of birds.
Well, Karen, it's so nice to catch up with you again about the Kalamazoo Recorder Players, and have a great concert on Sunday.
Well, thank you.
And let's listen to Gordon Jacob's Consort of Recorders.